This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Steve Springer, Toronto Blue Jays pro scout and performance coach.
Yeah, Jess. Hey, it's good to be here. You know, when I talk to these kids, it's all about how do we get them to be the best competitor on the field? How do we get them to show up with confident guy? Right? We all got two different players in us. We got confident player and we got non-confident player. And trust me, they're both in there. So my whole goal is to try and help these guys bring the confident guy out every day. How do we do that in a game of failure? Well, I think that you need to change what you think success is. And what I mean by that is, since we're 5 years old, everybody thinks that getting a hit is, you know, success.
Yes.
You know, you hit four rockets right on the screws. You hit the ball as hard as you could hit it. You know, the pitcher knows you beat him. The pitcher's mom knows you beat him, right? And she's watching the game. And yet, baseball says I failed because that little batting average went down. And so it messes with the kid's mindset on his next at-bat. You know, I always talk about wanting the fifth at-bat. You know, why do we want to have the fifth at-bat? One, because you're going to get 100 of them every year, whether you want them or not. And two, that's when heroes are made. And 90% of the time, if we're 0 for 4 or 0 for 3, we're looking at that lineup and we're like, oh, crap, if two guys get on, I got to hit again. You know, instead of looking at that lineup, I could care if you're careless if you're 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. We need to have the mindset to look at that lineup and say, I need two guys to get on so I can be the hero. And there's a big difference in the thinking. And so what I'm trying to do with the Blue Jays, they bought in on what I teach, is helping these kids get out of their own way. It's helping these kids show up with confident guy, right? And when you do it, you're a different player.
There's a player who used to play for the Lugnuts. Now he's up in AA, Ryan Schimpf. He was hitless throughout the entire game, comes up in the extra innings, gets his first hit with New Hampshire. It's a game-tying home run off the toughest pitcher in the league. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, I've been talking to Schimpf the last 3 years, and he was my pick to click 2 years ago because I think he's got a good swing, you know, and he knows how to hit. He knows that, you know, a lot of these kids at this level, Jesse, they think that, you know, they got to play in the big leagues next year. Well, none of these kids are playing in the big leagues next year, all right? And probably even the year after that, and maybe not even the year after that. So what I'm trying to get these kids to do is show up this year, next year, and probably even the next, and learn how to play the game every single day. Learn how do we get confident guy to show up every single day, right? It takes pressure off these kids when you tell them, you know, if I went up to Chris Hawkins and, yes. I said, buddy, if I told you you're not going to play in the big leagues until you're 25, but you're going to get 10 years, would you take it? And he'd say, yeah. Okay, well, he's 21 right now. He might even be 20. So we got 21, 22, 23, 24. That's the next 4 years. You're not playing there. So what's it about now? It's about learning how to show up every day, learning how to be the best competitor on the field, learning how to let my abilities come out. And then now all of a sudden, okay, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. There's 10 years and we're only 34. But these kids, they for whatever reason, they think they need to play in the big leagues when they're 21. There's very few Mike Trouts floating around there, right? He's a freak, okay? And so just taking the pressure off them that I have time. But we need to learn.
What you're saying is basically, yes, the players know that they need to work on their swings. They need to work on this and that physically in the field, at the plate, on the base paths. But you also have to get development with your mental state, with the way that you approach things. That takes maturation as well.
Well, I think the mind is the most powerful tool that they have, you know, and too many players let their mind get in the way of their ability. And I made my CD, you know, Quality at Bats, about 12 years ago, and it's as hot now as it's ever been just because it's right. And I don't mean to boast or pop off, but we got to get these kids to show up with confident player, right? It's like I said, we got two players in us. You know, I mean, I get calls all over the country, you know, guys in the big leagues and even at the big league level, there's guys that are going to scuffle.
Who?
Well, Mark Trumbo's a big guy on my CD. And, you know, if you went to my website, qualityatbats.com, you could see all the, you know, guys that, you know, the testimonies and, you know, he got my CD about 4 years ago and he bought in and he wants the fifth at bat every at bat. You know, he gets that, you know what, we're going to go through some funks. But we're also going to choose how we think. And when we change what we think success is, I hit the ball hard, I win. Huh? Where's the pressure? There's no pressure anymore. Pressure's when you say, I get a hit. But you can do everything right and go 0-for-4. And so it's just a trap. The batting average is the biggest trap in baseball. Kids' careers will start when you say, I don't care what I hit. because now we're going to get confidence showing up every night.
You want that kid not to care about those stats.
I can't. Why? Especially that stat. I do everything right and go 0 for 4. It's the biggest trap in the game. I call Abner Doubleday a genius in my CD. If he said success was you hit the ball hard, you win, right? They'd have to move the mound in 5 feet because there's no mind screw. When he said, you know what, get it by 8 guys, he created the greatest game in the world because there's a mind trap now. Yeah. So changing what we think success is freeing these kids' abilities to come out every single day. And the Blue Jays have great coaches, and we're getting these guys to show up.
So there's a lot of work that takes place in the offseason, but here you are dropping by Lansing during the season. It's been raining. It's a long year. Do you think that those factors play into not-so-confident player suddenly showing up, displacing confident player for a little bit beyond the slump?
Well, we all need a mental break once in a while. You know, we need that break, just a little blow. I mean, as much as my stuff makes sense to these kids, mm-hmm. it's still easier said than done, right? And so to take that day off or two, to get a little refuel, you know, you always hear some big league coaches, well, why isn't this guy playing? I mean, I was watching Albert Pujols. I live in Huntington Beach, California, and he scuffled the first month. And so she gave him a Sunday off, and he called in a mental break, you know, and we all need it. As good as he is, hey, it's good to just, you know, because these 5 at-bats are coming every single day, you know, and mm-hmm. that's why we need to have attainable goals. That's why we need to show up with confidence and being the best competitor on the field.
You called Ryan Schimpf your pick to click. What causes a player to get picked? What catches your eye?
Well, he had a really good spring training a couple years ago. I like his swing. The ball jumps off his bat. You know, he needs to, you know, keep working on his defense, you know, so it doesn't get in the way, you know, if he does continue to hit and get that opportunity. And, you know, everybody, like I said, everybody wants to be a 21-year-old big leaguer. You know, if I told Shimpy, buddy, you're not going to get to the big leagues till you're 27, would you take it? He'd say yes.
Just get to the bigs.
Well, it's what we all work for. I mean, I got 2 hits in each league in the big leagues, you know, and then spent 11 years in AAA, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
What was the process that led you from your baseball career to discovering this and to saying, not only do I now understand the mental side of the game, especially to help hitters with their approach, how to be confident, how to ignore that batting average and go for quality at-bats, to lead you to say, all right, let me directly help out these hitters?
Well, I played 14 years. I spent 11 years in AAA. I had 1,600 minor league hits. My first 7 years, I was chasing that batting average. So I know what it feels like, right, to be 0 for 4 and looking at that lineup, oh, man, if 2 guys get on, I got to hit again. I've been there, right? And when I finally got it, I finally said, I don't care what I hit. It was like the biggest weight off. It was like the weight of the world was off my shoulders.
It was a light bulb moment?
It really was. And all of a sudden, now I'm 0 for 4 for strikeouts, and I'm looking at that lineup, man, I need 2 guys to get on so I can be the hero. And all of a sudden, my production doubled. All of a sudden, you know, I go from 5 to 8 home runs a year. Now I got 16, 17. I got 40, 50 RBIs. Now I got 70, 80. And I didn't get any better. I got better mentally. I probably got older and fatter. But I got better mentally.
Do you remember where you were?
I was in Edmonton. I was in Vancouver. And it just clicked on me. Why am I so worried about that number when I could do everything right and go 0 for 4?
Did you start talking to teammates and say, hey, I figured something out and this can help you too?
Yeah, I'm sure at the time I did. But you know what? I was an agent for about 7 years. Don't ask me why I did that. But I just made a CD, you know, talking about it to try and help my clients get a little edge. And then all of a sudden I started passing it out, and it's blowing up now.
Right now you're established. What percentage of players find you, and what percentage of players are you the person reaching out to them?
Well, they're finding me now. I have a Twitter account. It's at Quality At Bats. So, you know, go hit me up on Twitter, and I send out tweets every day.
I still have one of your wristbands.
Yeah, no, it's been fun, man. And like I said, I don't mean to boast or pop, but it's right. It's right, man. There's no exact science to this game. Otherwise, every first-rounder would spend 10 years in the big leagues, and guys like Kevin Pillar shouldn't, you know.
And every player might be the exact same clone of everyone before him.
Well, you just don't know how they're going to show up mentally. Kevin Pillar shows up mentally every day.
Let's talk about players in specific, starting with Pillar. What sets him apart from everybody else?
His mental side. He got my CD about 3 years ago in college. And this kid had a 54-game hitting streak. So, You don't lick into that. You could do something, right? And then he wins a batting title last year. And last year, he was hitting, he was chasing the guy in the last day of the season, like by decimal points. And he calls me up. It's like a day game, so it's like 8 in the morning in California. He's like, Spring, I need hits today. And I'm like, no, be the best competitor. Hit the ball hard, you win, buddy. We'll roll that way. Don't change it now. He's like, yeah, you're right. And he ends up getting the batting title in the very last at bat. So he's just, you know, he's special mentally. He knows how to hit. He knows how to hunt pitches. You know, way too many players try and hit everything. They're not ready for anything.
What does that mean, to hunt pitches?
Well, is it easier to hit one pitch when you know it's coming, or three and you don't?
Oh, you got to know what's coming.
Well, it's easier to hit. I mean, if I'm sitting on a fastball, you know, if I told you a fastball's coming and you can't hit it, then go play soccer. I mean, right? You have to be able to do that. But Kevin Pillar has a feel for what the guy's going to throw, too. Right? He's not going to be sitting on a fastball if he thinks a breaking ball's coming. Right? But this is why I talk about in my CD, watching the pitcher. He's the test. Right? There's no more chemistry classes. The pitcher's the test, so we got to study him. I talk about getting, you know, you don't have 5 at-bats today, you got 15. But 10 of them when your buddies are hitting, and that pitcher's, you know, showing you what he's got. And you're not even up there. So it just gives you, you're studying for the test when you watch the pitcher.
Speaking with Steve Springer, performance coach, and also Toronto Blue Jays pro scout, does one ever conflict with the other? Let's say the Blue Jays are facing the Angels and Mark Trumbo. Does that allow you to give a better scouting report, or does that allow you to say, look, he's going to be good. I can't tell you what, but we got to get him out somehow. It'll be tough.
Yeah, I don't like it when he hits home runs against us. So I've told him that. But, you know.
Ask for a mental health day that day.
Yeah, the Blue Jays, asked, you know, they knew my CD when they hired me. That's why they hired me, to try and help our kids. And, you know, I got other guy, Paul Goldschmidt, listens to it.
Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, it's out there. And I mean, I met Jose Bautista for the first time last year, and I'd never met him in my life. And I went up to him. I was in the cages, and he walks in, and there's only 3 of us, so no, I knew I was going to meet him. And I just said, Jose, man, great year last year. This is when he hit the 54 home runs. I said, my name's Steve Springer. And he, like, double-took me. And he's like, dude, I used to listen to your CD in 2001. He says, Q2's even better. And I'm like, oh, thank you, God. But, yeah, it's out there, and it's right. And we give ourselves too much credit to remember what we're taught. This is why the audio CD is so good.
Just keep on listening.
I got kids that listen to it every day. They download it to their iPod. You know, if you're a parent out there and you want your son to get better mentally, go to qualityatbats.com. Get the combo. It's a DVD CD, and it's right.
Let me ask you. We now know Mark Trumbo's established. Albert Pujols. Jose Bautista, who are guys that you say, these are the next real tough hitters? They've been working. They're working hard. I see it happening. These are going to be the next names to reach the national consciousness.
Well, those names that you just, you know, brought up, I mean, Mike Trout's a freak. I mean, if you asked me if I thought Mike Trout was going to be a Hall of Famer, I'd say, yeah. I mean, he's that good. I remember seeing him here 3 years ago. You know, running 385 down the line. I mean, you just don't teach that. I mean, and he's got power, and he got a slow heartbeat. And, you know, do we have any guys like that? I mean, I think Anthony Ghost's a good player. We got Travis d'Arnaud. We got some players coming up. Our system's really, you know, our scouting department's done a really good job of putting good players in. We got great coaching. You know, we're getting abilities to show up. And that's the key. It's like, why doesn't a first rounder play 10 years in the big leagues? Right? It's not because he didn't have ability. It's because of the mind. It's because of the compete. It's because we're playing a game of failure every single day. And teaching these kids how to do it is what it's all about.
Finally, with your job in scouting and also with you as a guru, with quality at-bats and as a performance coach, do you ever go around while you're scouting at other minor league teams, the minor league prospects for the professional team that you're scouting, and giving the Blue Jays the reports, and the players on that minor league team, they seek you out? Usually there's a barrier between scout and minor league team, but do you ever have those teams that you travel to and they say, we'd like to get in on this QAB?
Yeah, well, I can't do that. I mean, I work for the Blue Jays. Trust me, I guarantee you there's guys on this team that we're playing tonight that have my CD.
That's right.
It's just out there. And, you know, I'm just trying to help kids, man.
There are a ton of guys who maybe they haven't met you in person, but they know you.
Oh, buddy. I've had my Twitter account for about 2 months. I got like 3,000 followers. And and it grows, and it works for softball. I've talked to girls' softball teams. I talked to the University of Notre Dame girls' softball team, right? Yeah. And lady buys all in. She gets she gets 20 CDs for her team. They have a full-on quality at-bat chart, right? The word batting average was not said the whole year, and they led the nation in hitting. So, I mean, when you got a girl softball team doing it, and it shows up, man. This whole thing is about confidence and competing and bringing out confident guy like we started the interview with, because we're all good and we're confident. The true question is, how do I friggin' create confidence? That's the true question, is how do I do it?
Steve Springer, it's a pleasure, and I'm eager to see where things go from here, but thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Jess.
Steve Springer, Toronto Blue Jays pro scout and performance coach, quality at bats. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.